This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A Jefferson County woman has avoided jail time for Medicaid and unemployment insurance fraud. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Danielle Martinez was sentenced to 10 years probation and 100 hours of community service in Jeffco District Court. She also has to pay nearly $70,000 in restitution. Prosecutors say the 32-year-old was paid by Medicaid to provide home health care services to her mother and collected unemployment benefits between 2019 and 2023. An investigation found that Martinez was not at her mother's home during the time she claimed to be providing care and also worked while collecting unemployment. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Saving college students hundreds of dollars on their textbooks is the goal of a new round of state grants. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The State Department of Higher Education has approved 21 proposals for projects to produce free, open-source, high-quality teaching materials. The idea is to have students pay $0 throughout their degrees on textbooks. The state calls them Z degrees. To date, grantees have saved Colorado students more than $42 million. 10 projects will develop Z degrees for students to complete their degrees with zero textbook costs in disciplines from nursing to theater. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Projects including an influencer program in Fremont County, a GPS tour of Prowers County, and marketing lesser-known sites in the Pikes Peak region are each getting $40,000 matching grants from the Colorado Tourism Office. Other recently funded projects include tourism website upgrades in Trinidad and the Pikes Peak area. It's your support that makes the news possible. On this Colorado Gives Day, you can make a gift and designate some of their $1 million incentive fund for CPR and KRCC. It's easy to give at ColoradoGives.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.